shuffle out of the shadows and find that eventually there we are, where we are, and what we are is still family.
Good morning, everyone. For our family segment, Lisa Belkin joins us. She writes the Family and Parenting blog for the New York Times. It's the Motherlode blog. She joins us from her home. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Let's set the issue out clearly. Now, it's ideal that parents work as a team, moms and dads, in child rearing, but often what the dads do and what the moms do don't necessarily overlap. But as couples try to adjust things and maybe bring dads more into the child rearing, it turns out that a turf battle can result. Studies may say that dads should be more involved in child rearing, but the question is really whether moms are going to give their permission. Explain this turf battle issue.
Well, it's called gatekeeping, and I think that a lot of mothers don't even realize they do it. But the dynamic often starts early, and it's the, yes, I want you to be more involved, and yes, why the heck don't you take equal care of this child, but wait a second, do it my way phenomenon. And it takes all sorts of forms. In my own family, my husband is a pediatrician. When my son was born, I had never held a baby before. And yet within hours, he was asking me questions. Is he hungry? Does he need to be changed? That I didn't know the answers to any better than he did. Frankly, he probably knew the answers better. But there is something in the zeitgeist, in the air, in the world that says, mom knows. And it can screw up any attempts to make everything equal.
Well, let's get some practical advice on that score and welcome a couple of doctors onto the program. Doctors Kyle and Marcia Pruitt are co-authors of the new book, Partnership Parenting, How Mothers and Fathers Parent Differently, Why It Helps Your Kids and Can Strengthen Your Marriage. So, Kyle and Marcia, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Was it a turf battle when Kyle decided to get more involved in raising your kids, Marcia?
I wouldn't exactly call it turf battle. What it is it's a complicated readjustment of each of your expectations. And it's less about who wants to run the show and more about how you agree how the show should be run. Because once you have kids, the odds, the importance of every decision just seems so intense compared to when you're doing it just the two of you.
So, Kyle, when did you get an impression that maybe Marcia had more rules about child rearing than you knew about?
Well, I thought it wasn't necessarily that she had a lot of rules, John. It was that she thought it was really her job.
Uh-huh.
And because she thought it was her job, she thought she better know the rules. But believe me, it was less of an issue for between Marcia and me than it was between me and the world. When I had my first children 30 plus years ago, I had to get assigned permission from the chair of obstetrics and gynecology to be in the room where my child was born.
Wow.
Where I, as an intern, had been delivering babies 6 weeks ahead of that time.
Wow.
Well, things have really changed.
Well, they've kind of changed, but I wish they'd changed more. When our latest child was born, she's just 10, we were in the sort of child care classes, things were going well, and I noticed some other guys in the class, but there was this teenager whose baseball cap just got lower and lower over his eyes after week because nobody would talk with him. He was too shy to raise his questions himself, and the nurse never addressed him, and he eventually left. And I thought, wow, what a price to pay for institutions that have yet to get this picture that children really love both of their parents and need them.
So, Lisa Belkin, did gender roles complicate this here, or is there something that couples can use to help them work to share without running into some of these problems?
Yeah, no, we should say this is all going to be in a New York Times Science Section article tomorrow.
Right.
And it's not my article. It's Lori Tarkin's. And it's based on research of the Pruitts, who you're talking to, and the Cowans, who have done a lot of work in family relationships. And what they look at is that we have expectations within a relationship that we don't necessarily even know we've brought to it, and then you add the world, you add society's expectations, and it's hard to fight against. And then when we do, when parenting is looked at as a couple, parents do better and kids do better. But it's a surprisingly simple thing becomes a very tough fight. It becomes something you have to be conscious of every step of the way.
Well, Drs. Kyle and Marcia Pruitt, this sounds a little sort of sensitive guy, white, suburban. Does the research show that this actually is applicable across the board in families?
Absolutely it does. In fact, we are not finishing, but we are in the middle of a study in California called the Supporting Father Involvement, where we have been following over 500 families, including low-income Hispanic and African-American families. And we're finding that the intervention we've designed there to pull men closer into the family and protect children has been equally successful for lower and higher income, for different races and ethnicities, for people who are married and unmarried. We have now figured out some ways to engage fathers in ways that are healthy for couples of all different genres and styles, and that has trickle-down effects to the kids. The kids in this study, the control group kids, over the time we've studied them, have gotten more aggressive, more hyperactive, but the kids in our intervention where the fathers have gotten more involved and the parents are working together, those kids have not developed those symptoms.
Huh. Well, Lisa Belkin, I guess the takeaway here is it's good to get parents to share the child rearing, but in the case of bringing fathers more into the picture, it doesn't happen naturally. You have to adopt a mechanism to ensure that it's going to happen smoothly, right?
Well, there's a great line in the piece that says, fathers don't mother, they father, and you have to let them father.
Let fathers be fathers. All right, and you're going to find out all about it in tomorrow's New York Times Science Times piece, research into fathers being more into the child-rearing process, the obstacles and the difficulties, and the great triumphs that come from that. Lisa Belkin writes the Family and Parenting blog for the New York Times, and Drs. Kyle and Marcia Pruitt are co-authors of the brand-new book, Partnership Parenting, How Mothers and Fathers Parent Differently, Why It Helps Your Kids and Can Strengthen Your Marriage. Thanks, guys.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.